You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hi, how are we all today? Have you had a great weekend? I hope so. Now, you're joining me here, Eleanor Grace. I'm just sorting out my cards while I'm, you know, having a bit of a chat with you. I'm looking here at my teaching cards. These are lovely tarot cards. And I've got a very, very special crystal ball here today. This is my violet purple crystal. And we're looking into the crystal with just the most fabulous sort of idea of, let's make sure that we can get every connection here for you. Now, in my readings, I've always done a cosmic order, and cosmic orders are all about making sure that we're sending your direct wishes, commands, hopes, dreams, whatever you want to call them, out to the universe. And it's allowing you to manifest your goals, your dreams, whatever they may be. They may be, of course, all about love and romance and happiness in your relationship, or they may be about your career and wanting to really establish yourself in your chosen profession or industry. Maybe you want to learn a bit more. Perhaps that's your pathway. We're also looking into the crystal ball for family matters and matters concerning friendship groups and who is around you, where you're going to live. All of these opportunities we like to see in the crystal. Now, this is a very, very heavy crystal, so I have to put that down. But I also have another couple here. This is a tiny one. This is my amber crystal ball. I use this really for prosperity. This is about making dreams come true in the world of finance and in our hopes and dreams as well. So this, I feel, is always there when we need to just bring in a push, perhaps with regard to career moves or taking in some new challenges. So I've got my first caller here, Carol in Chicago, Illinois. Hello there. How are you, Carol? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's an honor.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. Well, I've got my cards ready. I've also got my crystal balls ready. We've had a look at the big purple one, and now I'm showing everybody my quartz crystal, which is fabulous. I like to look into this really to see how far you are going. So that's what I'm looking at for you, Carol. Now, we have got a plateau here, right in the centre of your crystal. And along that plateau, it's like it's just a big open space. And you are running here towards your own goal. Now, there's a mountain in front of you, which might not be, you know, the easiest thing to manage. But do you know what? You're jumping over this mountain as though it's just like a little hill or even just a little obstacle in the way. So what that is saying to you here, Carol, is that you may feel as though you have got the most difficult challenge that you've ever faced, because it's huge here, but you're running towards it anyway, and you are overcoming this particular obstacle in your life right now, and also in your heart. So this something that has troubled you greatly in your heart, because I can feel almost as though it's been breaking in two, and yet it hasn't. It's there. It's always going to be there. You know, you've got this very solid foundation of emotion that is surrounding you, your character, your personality, and it really is making a difference, I feel, here. Has somebody passed over fairly recently, Carol? Have somebody died, gone into spirit around your family?
My niece a year ago, but we were not close. I am close with her, my sister's daughter. That was okay, the only one recently.
Yeah, there are three souls in spirit here for you. One, two,
I'm
three.
I'm sure my parents are too.
Yeah, they're quite perfectly placed. And what I want to say is that your niece, this person who passed less than a year ago, is with them. They've caught her. They've caught her spirit. They've caught her soul. They've got her. So tell your sister. Tell your sister, would you? It's important for her to know, and it's important to reach over the miles and the distance that is between the two of you and to start getting things together again. And you can. You're being told that you can do that. Now, this, whether you want to or not, it's going to happen. It's just one of those crazy things that we think is impossible, maybe the most impossible task, but it is going to happen. So, Jane. Who is Jane here, Carol?
Jane or Jane?
Jane.
My husband's doctor's name is Dr. Jane. It's a psychiatrist. My husband had many head injuries, and he has to see a psychiatrist regularly, and his name is Dr. Jane, and that's the only Jane in my life.
Is it J-A-N-E, or Jane?
It's J-A-I-N, pronounced Jane.
Yeah, that's it then. That's the one. That's why I'm connecting to that name, because it's coming around you, your family, and that's what was in the crystal.
I'm my husband's caregiver. I go to every office visit. He had head injuries, and he's schizophrenic, but he's very medicated. I take care of him, yeah.
So you have to hear what is being said. That's the message that I have. Now, there is this big obstacle that is in front of you, and it's a mountain. That's how it's being shown to me. But it will diminish. It will be reduced to nothing, a grain of sand, not a mountain, but a grain of sand. Now, I'm giving you the chariot here. So from Dr. Jane.
Is that in regards to my husband or something else in life?
Yes, it is. No, it is. It's regard to your husband, and it's regard to the name of Jane.
That makes sense. It makes sense. My husband gets confused and does funny things, but that's because of his mental state. It's understandable. Sometimes he's hard to handle.
Well, he had that brain damage, didn't he? Now,
right. Absolutely.
There is news that is going to be given to you about this procedure. Okay. I think they're wanting to do a procedure, but it's tricky and it doesn't seem to be the most pleasant thing that you want to deal with or that you want to hear. You know, it's not great news, but it's not bad news. Now, remember what I've said, that the mountain in front of you disappears. So what appears to be a big, big issue, a big choice for you here, Carol, it's not going to be that difficult. You've got the Magician as your next card here. Now, this is unexpected developments. So something is going to be found that can be very helpful with your husband. And it's this doctor that's talking to you about it. So there's a procedure. It does seem as though this is a big deal, but it won't be. It's going to be minimized. It's going to be lessened. And you, my dear, you've got to be able here to maneuver your position. You're showing to me as the high priestess. So you're the person that really has to maneuver. You have to ask questions, you have to challenge, and you have to dig a bit. So that's what you would do anyway. I think you're very well practiced.
Yes, that's me.
That's what I can see. Really capable of making this maneuver. And you're being given the star card here. Now, the star is equal to your hopes and dreams. It's all about ambition and you taking a risk, taking a chance. It's not a gamble. It's you saying, yes, it's okay, we're going to do this procedure. I feel that it's the right thing to do. You'll listen to all of the evidence, you'll listen to all of the conversation, but you will be pleased with your decision. And this, I feel, is what you have to do. And interestingly, in your crystal here, when we looked at the plateau, you were running towards this mountain and you were able to understand exactly what was being asked of you. So this is a very important time now, and one in which you are going to just be quite relaxed. Now, apart from the issues surrounding your husband, there will also be some issues about prosperity here for you, what you're earning, the money that's coming in, and something that hasn't been provided to you yet. I think that this is an amount of money because there's something that still needs to be settled. Is that true? Are you waiting for an outcome?
I feel there is something coming. I'm not really hurting bad and financially, but things could be better for me financially. Yeah. And I have great intuition. I feel something might be coming around Christmas time. Something maybe from my in-laws. My parents have passed, but maybe something from my in-laws.
Yeah. You have got a deposit that is here. It is money. It's sort of hard cash. It's not a property. It's not a legacy. It's not a will or anything like that. But it is an amount of money that I think constitutes a gift here for you. You deserve it because you've had such a hard time, not your fault, but you have dealt with everything that you have faced impeccably. You've had good grace. You've shown consideration. You have shown such a lot of tenderness and care. And, you know, that is magical. And I feel that you're being helped, rewarded by spirit, by the universe. It's coming back in really to say, look, you know, you don't need to have all of this drama. You don't need to be overly concerned. Are you hoping to move into a different home, more facilities around you, a better sort of ideal location where there's more help? Is that something that you're hoping for in your heart?
Moving location, no. I just bought a house 2 years ago and I'm very, very happy here. And things are great. I love my house.
So what is it about?
But I have issues with my car. I've been told that it's only going to last another 15,000 miles, which I'm going to have to wait till I get my income tax return next year and trade it and pay it off. That is a car vehicle, good running vehicle is an issue, but house, no.
Okay, so what is it then about local facilities or communities around you? Because they're changing, they're altering. So the landscape that I have, there's your house in the middle and the surrounding area. Yeah.
They are thinking about building.
Yeah. Right. Well, they will, because it's being built up and there's more community to come. But this is a good thing for you. Don't be fearful of it. Don't think, oh, you know, my space is going to be ruined. It isn't. It's just about getting proper facilities to you and you need it. So think about joining forces with local authorities, local decision makers, have some input. That's what you need to do. And then you have your say, and that's perfect. That's perfect for you. Good luck, though, Carol, with Dr. Jane that we've talked about. He's come through. That message is there. Those three souls in spirit from your parents, your niece as well. She's with them. And it's sad, but do build bridges now with your sister. It's really important to do that. Reach across the miles. And I think that you're doing that anyway, because you've got people a long way away that just suddenly seem to be in your circle of people, in your accessible friendship group. And that's important. You will need that as you go forward. And watch out for changes in the community, better facilities, better plans for you, a little bit of money coming your way as well. That's a gift. It's a gift from spirit. And it's really to say, well done, thank you. Maintain your hope and be admired. Allow yourself to be admired, will you, Carol? From those of you that want to congratulate you for all of your hard work. And I'm one of those people, because I feel that you've done a sterling job with your husband and with yourself. So I'm wishing you the best, bottom of my heart. I think you really need it. So thank you for joining me today. And I'm moving on now to my next caller, who is Tanis in Winnipeg, Manitoba in Canada. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm here. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm in the UK, in London. And guess what? The weather has changed. We've had the most marvellous summer and it's now raining. And we all want the rain, but we don't really. So just giving you a little bit of a weather report from the UK. Now, what I have here for you, Tanis, is the card of the Lovers. Now, this is saying to you that you're going to be pretty loved up in the very near future. You're going to be given a few choices, as choices of opportunities. It's not just about relationships, this isn't, although it's a big part of your considerations at the moment. But this is also about you making some considerable choices about the options available to you, where your plans are going to land. So you're a thinker, you're a deep thinker, and you have great ambition as well. But you have been doing this all on your own, because this card is here, which is the card of the Hermit. Now, this shows to me here, Tanis, that you have great wisdom in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. You plan things, you organize things for other people, and you also have the sort of instinct, intuition to be accurate with your advice that you're giving to others, but also your advice, that inner voice that you're listening to yourself. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that you've got this situation now where you're able to influence quite a few other people? I'm pleased to see it.
100%.
Okay, great. Strength and purpose and fortitude. Those are those three words that I want to give you here today. The strength is really about carrying on and just really developing your plans and ideas. Do you work for yourself, or are you in an autonomous position? You work for yourself, do you? Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So this business sort of opportunity is massive, but you don't quite know at the moment how to catch it all and bring it down into your manageable comfort zone. Now, these are all about the choices that I gave you with the Lovers card. And part of that is connecting to friendship groups and relationships. So are you married? Is this a partner that is close to you here?
I am married, yes.
And do you feel close to him?
Sometimes, not always.
Okay. Because that there's a distance. That's what I'm feeling there. But it's not just about distance in terms of close relationships. It's also about the meeting of minds. And this is why you have strength and fortitude, patience, and that it is coming in. This is what is being brought to you. And what that means to you is that carry on now, carry on with your plans for your business, because it's expanding. And I do not want you to be held back by your partner, by any sort of permissions or allowances that you feel as though you have to have. I don't know whether that's true in your relationship, but I am actually feeling that irritability.
Yeah,
that is here. It is. Okay. And it's a difficult one, isn't it? It's so difficult to overcome that sort of obstacle because it's about how you see yourself. Now, I'm taking you the purple crystal. This is one of my favourites here. And I'm using this for you because it's about all of your aura and the violet light that surrounds you and the light that you have to place yourself in. And this is about empowerment and being in control of your destiny, but not just your destiny. This is also about how you can take decisions yourself without having to ask permission, how you can move forward now in a different way. Now, what I'm seeing here is a partner that's coming to you. This is a business partner or somebody that you're collaborating with, somebody else who has a strong voice. And this is a person who is completely on your side. This is a person that you will really enjoy being with. I feel that this is a woman and somebody who's very skilled, gives you a great deal of confidence, really puts that into your mindset. So it allows you to be more outspoken and have more creative ideas yourself. Now, there's a big contract ahead and you will need to have this lady with you. She will need to be by your side so that you can manage it because there's too much work, too much for you. Now, I'm going to give you the initial of R. R for Rose or Rosie. I don't think it's that name particularly, but I am going to give that to you because it's here in your crystal. I've got roses that are here. I can see them. Do you like to use flowers in your home, in your decoration, in your garden? What is it about roses to you? Because there's so many of them here.
I just had a companion that just passed and her ashes were spread in a rose garden.
Okay.
So it could be her.
Yes, it will be. And that's why there are so many here. So that's messages coming from her. Were they all sorts of different pastel colours as well?
Everything, yes. Everything. And I love flowers too.
Yeah, I can see that. They belong to you. I can see an abundance of them. So this lady, her ashes in the rose garden, she wants to say thank you to you. Did you hold her hand a lot? Now, I mean that physically.
Yes, I massaged her hands all the time. She was 89 years old.
Okay. That's what I have, you know, holding hands, rubbing hands, and the nails as well. She was very upset about her nails, wasn't she?
Yes.
She didn't like the fact that they were horrible in the end. And she had a perfect way about her, which I think is just so lovely. She really did like...
She was full Irish.
That's why I've got the chatter then, the chatter. So who was Catherine? Is that somebody you know?
Oh, No, but she kept calling me Catherine because she got me confused with somebody else. That's what happened. My name is Tanis, but she kept calling me, she called up for Catherine, but she got confused. And that's okay. I didn't mind.
Well, she's calling you Catherine now, today.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
I know, it's emotional. It is. And it's powerful, isn't it? When spirit connect and they're there and you feel as though she's with you. And I feel as though she does come and see you. She sits on your bed. Do you have a problem sleeping at night? Is it middle of the night stuff where you just have to get up?
Yes.
She wants to soothe that. Here for you. She wants to make you feel comfortable, really relaxed, I suppose. But she is saying that it's either her legs that were twitching a lot or it's yours.
Yeah.
And it's about,
it was hers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And she did feel better with you there by her side. Now, she wants to pay you the same compliment. She wants to let you know that when you can't sleep, that just ask her a question. A silly question, doesn't matter. She will be there. Her soul, her spirit will be around you. Take no notice of the husband at the moment. That will get better. It will improve. And you'll be glad of that. You know, you'll be glad of that message because she's laughing here, smiling, wants to let you know that she's fine now. She's gone into this really golden space, lots of golden speckles around her. It's quite electric, but she's peace. She's at peace. She's found somebody as well, another soul. Yeah. She's partnered with in spirit. I feel that this was her husband.
Ed. His name is Ed.
Ed. Okay. Yeah. What she's saying to me is that he was like a little leprechaun, a little Irish leprechaun, like the horses. Really like the horses. So he went racing. I feel that that's what's important here for you because I have it here. So there's a new car coming for you. It's a safe car. And this is something that you should be treasuring because it seems to be a perfect car. It's a new form of transport. Now, that's symbolic. It's not just a physical vehicle. This is a way of thinking. And she wants you to adapt a new way of thinking. So this is what she's saying. Catherine, do this and be aware that you could do anything. You could do anything. There's also a Mary or Maria around her as well. So I'm going to give
that.
Okay.
Yeah, Aunt Mary.
She said hello to her. So she's bringing her to you as well. Oh, we'll have a whole family soon. Yeah, she'll gather everybody together. And that, I think, is just to bring you upliftment, a promise of a much, much brighter future for you and good grace. So she loved you, you know, and she wants to thank you.
I know.
All the help,
thank you.
All the help.
I loved her just as much.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's so special. Well, thank you for joining me here today on my show. And I hope that you'll be in contact with me again. And for all of my customers and all of you all over the world, it's almost time to go and to say I will be here at the same time next week. And you can see me on Eleanor Grace Destiny on TikTok. So maybe shoot over there and join me for some more psychic sessions on TikTok. See you soon. I'll blow your kiss.